So we see card descend about VOA in the belly.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 10 kuLwezi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, elemelika selilungiselela ukuthi umnumzana Donald Trump onqobe kukhetho lukamongameli wemelika ngeviki edluleyo aqalise umsebenzi iningi emhlabeni jikelele lilokhe licubungula ukuthi kambe umbuso wakhe uza kuba lomthelela bani emazweni alo.
Wehluleka ukunaka amazwe azikhondakhondle Afrika afana nabo South Africa, afana nabo Kenya, afana nabo Nigeria. IZimbabwe ingubani yona?
Sizakuzwa eziphathelane lokholo lwesiKristu.
Amadoda la amabili ayamphendula athi, hayi, thina asinazo isiliva negolide, kuphela siphethe igama likaJesu. Ngegama likaJesu sithi phakama uhambe.
Kwezemidlalo sixoxa noNozinti owake waba ludumo uNonjabulo Dube.
Ngathi ngisho uFreedom Stars anthetho ukukhompela la manje kazi-right but ngikhompela wathi yayithiyami ayibumbo imide sakasifowuneni nangi-examoto lokuvini ngenza but
zonke lezi ndaba ezigoqela ezabatsha ezamasiko ziyalandela. Kulandela ukunqoba kukhetho lukamongameli eMelika kukamnumzana Donald Trump owebandla le-Republican Party ngeviki edluleyo enqoba unkosikazi Kamala Harris owe-Democratic Party, iningi lizibuza ukuthi kambe umbuso wakhe ungaba nomthelela bani kwele Zimbabwe lezwekazi le-Afrika. Sixoxa lomnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcweti ecubungula ezombusazwe ngalolu daba.
Umbuso kamongameli Trump asilindelanga tshintsho olutheni. Asilindelanga tshintsho olutheni. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi kungu-Donald Trump lonesimaziyo ongashintshanga, i-Afrika ayizange itsho lutho kuye. Ngiyacabanga lokuthi namanje kuncane esingakulindela ku-Donald Trump singama-Afrika, siyizwe leZimbabwe. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi wehluleka ukunaka amazwe azikhona khondle Afrika afana nabo South Africa, afana nabo Kenya, afana nabo Nigeria, iZimbabwe ingubani yona? Kukhangeleke ukuthi G20 izoba nomhlangano wayo la eSouth Africa. Kukhangeleke ke ngamehlo amakhulu ukuthi kuyobonakala yini ukuthi uDonald Trump uzoza, ngoba ekubuseni kwakhe kwangaphambili waze waphela umbuso engazange walivakatshela lele le-Afrika. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi ezoza eSouth Afrika kulowo mhlangano, kusho ukuthi sesizobona-ke lapho ukuthi ngabe kukhona yini azabuya ekumumethe, aza kukhuluma ngeZimbabwe, ngokuqhubeka eZimbabwe nangezwekazi lonke nje jikelele le-Afrika.
Sesikhangela umhlaba wonke jikelele, kuyini esingakubona ngombuso kamnumzana Donald Trump?
Esingakubheka la ngombuso kaDonald Trump emhlabeni nasezwekazi lase-Afrika, yikuthi mhlawumbe ukuzuza esingathi siza kuzuza kuDonald Trump yikuthi akusiyo ndoda ethanda izimpi, asiyo ndoda ethanda ukulwa namanye amazwe. Ngicabanga ukuthi nje lokho kukodwa umhlaba siza ubona kuncipha izimpi, ngoba izimpi ezikhona emhlabeni zixhaswa yi-America, zinokwenza ne-America. Ungabheka impi eqhubekayo lapha since 2022 eRussia neUkraine, umuntu onikeza amandla ukuthi liyanimpi siyibone ilokhu iqhubeke njalo iAmerica. Sibuke manje okwenzeka laphayana Israeli namaPalestine eGaza eLibanon, umuntu oxhase kakhulu liyanimpi ebuhlungu kangaka, ebula amaJuda, ebulala izingane nabantu abangomama ngaphandle kosi, konke lokhuyana ngama-America kuxhasa. esingakuzwa ke sikubone futhi kwenzeka ngaphansi kombuso ka Donald Trump ukuthi singabona izinto ezifana naleziyana ziya ziphela njengobani eke wakusho nje na campaign yakhe ukuthi yena uma engakhethwa noma engakagcotshwe sengu president elect wathembisa ukuthi impi yase Ukraine nase Russia uzayimisa sibhekeleke ukuthi umhlaba uzake unciphe kuzimpi ezinye ezingadingekanga kuzimpi ezinye eziza nobungozi bokuthi ngelinye ilanga singabona sekusetshenziswa izikhali ze news eze nuclear phela ezingabhisa umhlaba ezingalethi imikhuhlane eminingi ebantwini kodwa ke amazwe abanjengabo Europe ngicabanga ukuthi bona awu bahlalele evalweni manje ngoba siyazi ukuthi ke uDonald Trump akazwanani kakhulukazi neNATO iNATO lena inhlanganyela yesecurity yamazwe angentshonalanga nje ungumuntu okuthi ukuza kwakhe kuNATO akusizo zindaba ezinhle kakhulu lezo asizo not nje futhi ezinhle kakhulu asizo ndaba ezinhle kubo lo ukungena kwaDonald Trump size futhi ke kubudlelwane beAmerica neChina uhlala bumungcuke buzoba mungcu kakhulu ngaphansi kaDonald Trump akezwani kahle hle namaChina kodwa ukuthi kungagcina sekusiya empini angikholwa kangako sibe sesisiza ke ezwekazi laseAfrica izwekazi laseAfrica siyazi ukuthi kunento leyana okuthiwa iAGOA iAfrican Growth Opportunity iAGOA leyi uDonald Trump azange nje watshengisa ukuyithanda ukusebenza kwakhe lokhana kwakuqala nxa esazobuyela kuso lesiyana sinyathelo sakhe sibona ukuthi izwe lazi laseAfrica kunengi ke eliza kuswela wakadeli kuzuza ngaphansi kweAGOA ngoba uTrump wahoxisa kakhulu imisebenzi eyenziwa yizwekazi laseAmerica emazweni omhlaba ukusho ukuthi ke ukungazuzi kweAGOA kuzokuthinta amazwe amaningi eAfrica ngoba kuningi nje imithelela ebakhona kuAGOA nakulawo mazwe angasiwo malunga ayo iAGOA yilapho ke embona ukuthi ke ukuza kaDonald Trump asizo ndaba ezinhle kubantu basemhlabeni zindaba ezinhle kulabo abathanda uxolo abangathandi izimpi zindaba ezinhle kubo abantu baseAmerica ngokuningi ngoba uyabathembisa ke naku kuphuzu lokubavikela kwisecurity ukuthi kungalula achithe imali eningi evikela ama-American. So konke ke lokho siyakubona ukuthi ukuza kaDonald Trump kuza kuxube izinto ezingezinhle emhlabeni kwabaningi kodwa ke ezinhle kuwo kanye ama-American.
Lowo umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe esixoxelayo ecingweni eseJohannesburg wele South Africa. Ngesizwe eziphathelane labasakhulayo.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguTabo Kancube. Namhlanje sixoxa nomnumzana uNkosikhona DVD ngokhetho lwemelika kanye lokungafundwa ngabatsha.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukubona abantu abasha besukumela phezulu endabeni zokhetho ngoba yibo abakhokheli bakusasa njalo kuqakathekile ukuthi baphatheke besasengabantu abatsha enhlelweni ezinje. Inanzelele kakhulu eArizona State lapho engikhona ukuthi abantu abatsha yibade bekhankasa kakhulu especially lapha ku Arizona State University kulabantu abantu abaningi kakhulu ubabona bemile emakhoneni bekhuluma labantu kumbe uyazihambela laba bakubuza hayi ubhalisile yini ukuvota ithuba lokuvota selikhona ungavota uphatheke enhlelweni lezi bebelama desk abanye bekhuthaza njalo befundisa abantu abasha ukuthi babhalise ukuvota njalo baphatheke endleleni kuhle ukuthi emelika lapha abantu abasha basukumele phezulu ukudlula umnyaka oka-2020 wama-elections adlulileyo.
Sesikhangela imikhankaso yababili laba umnumzana Trump nonkosikazi Harris ukunqoba kukamnumzana Trump kanye lokunqotshwa kukankosikazi Harris kungabe kubangelwe kuyini nxa sikhangela ke imikhankaso yababili laba.
Okuhle ngubone ngokhetho lwemeluka ukuthi khona ade bekhankasa laba uTrump loHarris bebesebenzisa wonke amathuba ade bewathola ukuthi babuthanise abantu bakhulume emaphephandabeni bakhulume labalandeli babo bekhulumisane labanye abantu lapha eArizona besibona bengena door to door bekhulumisana labantu bebatshela ngenhlelo zabo lalokho abafisa ukuthi bekwenze nxa bengangena kuhulumende. Into emqoka kakhulu engiyifundileyo engiyinanzeleleyo njalo engiyijabuleleyo ngiyibona yikuthi ukhetho soluphelile, owinile esewinile, ubukhokheli bona lobo bukaTrump lo Kamala baxoxisene bakhulumisana kwakhongratulethwana ukuthi hayi iMelika yayiye phambili abantu beMelika bakhethe wena ukuthi ubakhokhele ngalesi sikhathi khonkhana kuqakatheke kakhulu ngoba akufanelanga ukuthi sonke isikhathi sihlale sisekhethweni sokuyisikhathi sokuthi sisebenze njalo i-transition kayikho lula kulezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo ukuthi
abatsha eZimbabwe yiziphi izifundo abangazithola ukukhetho lwalonyaka olokudinga umongameli weMelika.
Mina ngawukhuthaza abantu abatsha baseZimbabwe ukuthi asiphathekeni endleleni ezokuthuthukisa ilizwe. Nxa ngisitsho njalo ngithi kwesinye isikhathi ukuphatheka kwakhona yikuzwisisa nje ukuthi iparlamenti isebenza njani, ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi ucouncil usebenza njani, ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi uhulumende usebenza njani, kwesinye isikhathi ikuzwisisa nje ukuthi iconstitution yethu yeZimbabwe imi njani njalo ithini ngamalungelo abantu, ithini ngathi abantu abatsha. Ngiyakhumbula kathesi kumsekelo sombutho sathi se-amendwa soku each province isile parliamentarian ongomela abantu abatsha. So i-province nga-province lomuntu oyedwa eyamsecondary ukuthi ayiparlament ayemela abantu abatsha. So kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu abatsha basukumele phezulu bafunde. Yibo ubukhokheli bakusasa. So akulo obunye ubukhokheli okuzaba khona ngaphandle kwabantu abatsha kathesi ukuthi kumele bephatheke enhlelweni lezi kuyancedisa kakhulu ukuthi bazwisise, bayancedisa kakhulu ukuthi la bebuye nempono engancedisa ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili njalo abantu nje jikelele eZimbabwe baphumelele.
Kusigaba sabatsha namhlanje besinomnumzana Nkosikhona Dikiti osakhulayo olapha eMelika sixoxa ngodaba lokhetho kanye lokungafundwa ngabatsha. Asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo Ntabo Kanyuka.
Siyabonga Taboka. Luyalandela uhlelo lwamasiko.
Senana masiko
wena, senana masiko
wena.
Senana masiko lokuphila kwabantu zonke zonke lami, umthembu sithembayo Gibbs Dube. Namhla ke ngilenyanga enkulu uDavid Mkhabenyana Ngwenya khona ngale ke kubulawayo. Ngoba Ngwenya kunjani ba?
Ngiyawuzwa.
Siyabona Ngwenya izulu kalingani. Kambe ukuthi alicelwanga izulu kumbe kukhona okulibambileyo?
Kumnandi kanjalo ngiphosela ezinduleni. Izinduna kuyadingakala ukuthi zikhiphe abantu babo abavele behambela lowo mlando wokuyacela amazolo ukwenzela ukuthi kwazakale ukuthi isibili zafelwa zinkomo zingenza njani. Lowo mlando wezinduna, izinduna zimele amasiko, ayisizo zinduna zepolitiki. Mele amasiko abantu kulusiko ukuthi izinduna zikhipha abantu bekela amazolo ezindaweni okucelwa khona
ikomo
sezihlele abanye izibana sezivalile.
Ye, singathi nxa sikhangela po. Ye, kuyazwakala kakhulu baba Ngwenya. Pho njengoba kunje komile kunje, pho kuqalwa njani? Kumele kuqaliswe ngubani khonokho ukuthi kwenziwe nxa sikhuluma ngesinto sibi?
Azihambe azikhiphe abantu izinduna bayekhala ezindaweni ezitshiyeneyo nasemtolo kwezindawo zemtolo bayekhala ukwenzela ukuthi kube lobukelo. Izulu liyaduma nelele phezulu libe lomoya oyesabekayo, izindlu zithathe, konke lokhu kuyadingakala ukuthi kubikwe. Nxa kunomonakalo esigabeni abenkomo zishayiwe inkosazana, kuyadingakala ukuthi nabo bantu babayifika endlini kwenzela induna ikwazi ukuthi esigabeni sayo kulomonakalo onje
bengaakholisa
ukutshayela izimota kathi izimota benzela ukuthi bayifika ezindaweni zonke kalula. Ugovernment kwenza kuhle kakhulu ukuthi abanike izinyawo zokuhambisa.
Yes, siyakhumbula baba ngwenya ukuthi iganga lalivele lihlanzwa. Uzokuthwa ke kusafulwa izindlu zabothekwane kusazenzwa konke lokhu lalokhu. Kusayenziwa phoko nokho njengoba izulu lisala kangaka.
Kulokho okutshoyo izinto okudingakala ukuthi yenziwe kungakabi neSewula. Okhathesi wafika lapho koBulawayo uyabona kubothelwe amanembu esikhathini. Kulamafleki indawo zonke esingakwaziyo ukuthi lawo mafleki amathalabhani yini. Konke khona lokho kuyadingakala ukuthi nemalokishini lapha abantu banezinduna zabo banemasobhuku wabo induna kayiyibuye ikhalime umasipala azake ayinwithe nabe-ZBC azake bayinwithe induna ukuthi ayiphoseli ilizwi lenhlonipho phakathi kwesizwe.
Kodwa ukuthi isizwe singakulandela yini khonokho na babangwenya bangakulandela abantu
ukulandela kuwumlando wokwehluleka ukulandela kuwumlando wokwehluleka kodwa kufanele bakulandele na izinduna zisezakhuluma nombusi welizwe naye kutazi izinduna ukuthi aziphathe amasiko ngendlela.
Ye, elokugcina ungathini nxa ngophosela ukugcina khona bongweni?
Elokugcina ngalisho ukuthi mina hayi ngezigaba ngezigaba akufika umyeni ngiyafika laphana elupanda mfithi idonki sezikhukhuzwa izihlahla izidonki ziyacuba ngasokucuba idonki yanisho kufitha ukuthi inkomo seziphelile yikho engakusho ukuthi asizameni.
Ye, leyo ke inyanga enkulu umnumzana David Mkhabinyana Ngwenya khona ngale ke koBulawayo. Ngethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Ngolivalisa emoyeni namhlanje umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lalani ezinye inhlelo
ezilandelayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Lamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama nguntungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje silomfundisi Richard Mvalela Ndleya.
Ngiyabonga ukungena ehlelweni lanamhlanje. Ekubongeni kwami ngiqala ngokubingelela bonke abantu baloluhlelo olwestudio 7 abasilethela izindaba ezimnandi langa nelanga. Njalo masiyolala silala siyazi ukuthi izwe lime kanjani, umhlaba ukanjani, amakhosi ethu asemhlabeni ame kanjani. Siyakubongela ke lokho. Bese ngibongela nabalandeli bonke nabafisa ukulandela iStudio 7. Ngiyababongela. Ngokutsho njalo ke ngiphethe incwadi yanamhlanje izenzo zabapostoli 3 eyiqala evesini lika 11 eyifundeka ngale ndlela. Esabambelele uPetro noJohane bonke abantu bagijimela kubo emphemeni othiwa okaSolomone besaba kakhulu. Na indaba yanamhlanje ivesi nje elinye na indaba yanamhlanje ukhulunywa ngomuntu owayebambelele kula madoda amabili ngenxa yokugula kwakhe owayezale nakho kusukusela esifishini sikanini. Uma ebona la madoda amabili uyajabulela, uyabambelela kuwo la madoda lawa. Amadoda la amabili ayamphendula athi, hayi, thina asinaso isiliva negolide, kuphela siphethe igama likaJesu. Ngegama likaJesu sithi, phakama uhambe. Kuthiwa abantu ke bamangala abantu bagijimela kubo uJohane noPetros bemangele babaphendula koJohane noPetros bathi bona hayi kathi namangala kangaka ninabantu nimangalani akusiwona amandla ethu lawa ngamandla kaJesu lo enambulala laphinda namphika thina sathi uyaphila uyinkosi yamakhosi yiwo la ayenze lo muntu aphakame ehambe ngegama likaJesu kuthiwa abantu ke bamangala kakhulu ukuhlala abantu ke bemangala into yemalanga namalanga abantu bahlala bemangala njalo ukuthi lapha kuyenzeka le kanjani bahlala bebuzaneke i-district yonke kuthi kathi laphana kwayenza kanjani abanye bebatsheleke kuthi hayi kwafika uJohane noPetros bevakatshela ethempelini emsebenzini wabapostoli lapho kwakuthandazwa khona bafika ke bayithela phezulu kwalowo muntu owayeyisishosha ehlala lapha emnyango ebekwa ngabazali bakhe bona ke bafika bakhuleka bakhuleka umuntu waphakama wama ngeenyawo kuthiwa abantu bonke bagijimela lapho befuna ukwazi ukuthi kuyenze njani leyo into eyenzakalayo langa nelangana namhlanje isayenzakala bantu benkosi ebantwini abathandazayo nanamhlanje le nto isayenzakala abantu bathandazela umuntu ehluphekile abathandazayo bethandaza abantu abangatholi imisebenzi bethola imisebenzi ngokuthandaza kuphela ngokutsho njalo ke ngiyabonga ake siceleleni abantu abagulayo abasezibhedlela nabagulayo besemakhaya nabagulayo befihla asibathandazeleni uNkulunkulu abe nabo ngokuba uNkulunkulu nguye yedwa onamandla okufaka abantu enjabulweni ebakhipha enhluphekweni amandla lawo ahleli kuNkulunkulu kuphela akekho omunye umuntu futhi onawo oyabe eyayenzile esonta uyabe ecutshelwe nguNkulunkulu ngokutsho njalo abantu siyababonga abalalelayo iStudio 7 lolu hlelo lolu ngokuba lusifundisa izinto eziningi sizwa izinto zamazwe ngamazwe nathi sibe ngabantu abaphilayo ngokuzwa into zamazwe ngamazwe njalo ke bathi oJohane noPetros babesebenza straightforward babengafani namakhosi anamhlanje la akhulunywa kuthiwa umbuso uyadakana umuntu angadakwa kasayazi into ayenzayo ngokutsho njalo ke lapha sikhuluma ngezevangeli ivangeli li straightforward thandazwele umuntu aphile ame ngeenyawo aphile ehambe engophilayo efakaze etshela abantu abaningi ukuthi wasinda ngomthandazo ngokutsho njalo ake sithandazeni bo ake sithandazeleni abagulayo nabantwana nabasezibhedlela sibathandazele inkosi uJesu abe nabo ngoba uye yedwa onamandla wokusindisa abantu asithandazeni sonke ukuthandaza kwethu ke sonke kusinikeza amandla Nkosi siyabathandazela bonke abasemhlabeni abagulayo nabasezibhedlela nabasemakhaya sithi uNkulunkulu makabe nabo ngokutsho njalo ke sibeka nabantwana izimviyo zabantwana ngokuba babhalile abantwana amazwe namazwe babhalile bafuna ukupasa iba nabo Nkosi siyakubonga lokho egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha amen rahulebonga modimo mo lebitsong la Ntate lela mora lela moya mo hola ka osa feeling amen
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalelanleya ngentshumayelo yakhe kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkomo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Wezemidlalo unozinti owake waba lodumo uNonjabulo Dube uthi uzwa ukudana nxa ikhumbula ithuba elamphonyokayo elokuyadlala elizweni leSouth Africa ngenxa yokuba bathi umfitshane. Uchasisa okuningi ngokuthi unozinti bengaxoxeshwa njani ukuze besebenze ngokusezingeni eliphezulu.
Udube odume kwele Zimbabwe ebambela iqembu le Homeline uke wadinga umsebenzi elizweni le South Africa ngo 2014 njalo uthi uba mfitshane kumphazamise amathuba akhe yokuqhatshwa liqembu le Free State Stars ebeliqeqetshwa ngu Steve Kompela.
Ye langangizibona ujayi kathi esinyathezwe uba kompa and isikhathi engangihamba khona la kuma trials amaZulu Free State Stars ngathi ngisho Free State Stars ngithethe uKompela la izinto zazi right but uKompela wathi yeah it's an ivumvo ibike isi skada ibindi uonyango xa sifike South Africa sasisonke emachaya okunenge ngani exam watho lokhu yini ngenza but umzimba
uDube yena oleminyaka engamachumi amathathu lesithupha 36 eyokuzalwa uqale ukudlala umdlalo wenguqu emncane idlalela iqembu levula indlela juniors futhi wayedlala phakathi kwenkundla kodwa wathe siya kuqembu leRail Stars ukuyadlala ngaphansi komqeqeshi woloDumo Ali Baba Dube yikho lapha ntshintsha khona waba nginozinti
ngiqale ukudlala ibhora mncane sasala kuvula indlela asengithathwa ngwali papa ngayo lenza kuvula indlela ngasazala phakathi then one day sithe sengu Rosters okhipha bangabo then abanye bazitshela umbone maphethwe imbadane akusibani bashe kwaba yokutshintsha kwami in position from that day ngase ngaqala ukuthena njengokhipha lapho kwaqalela khona career yami ewa ngugoalkeeper
ngokuya kwesikhathi waqala ukuba unozinto othembekileyo uDube lapho wathola khona indumela isikhathi yedlalela iqembu leHowmine kunenga kukhumbulayo ngesikhathi yeqembu leChikurupati lona elafika kufinal yeMbatha Diamonds Cup ngomnyaka ka-2013 kodwa lanqotshwa yi-Islanders nge-3-0 ukhumbula kakhulu ukuncintisana lo-Ariel Sibanda baze bafika la ku-national team abantu bebuzana ukuthi ngubani oyingcitshi ngomnyaka
ka-2014 usebenza mzima khona kwakungekho lula njengoba akhipha ela besuka amathimu atshiyeneyo yena u-Ariel Wayland babe sithi ublind lami kwaumine yabe njani angiblind so vele thina sisodwa sabe sitshela ndanye akukhulela la yethu niyawukhulela kodwa ababejaja ngabantu ababenjani bephandle njalo labantu oyakusebenza layo deyiniya
uDube uthi umdlalo angasweza ukhohlwe umdlalo lapho acina esebamba khona engazilungiselelanga lapho iqembu leHowmine elangcikilana khona leqembu leDynamo seRufaro Stadium ngomnyaka wakhe wakuqala kuPremier Soccer League ngo-2013
sasiyadlala eDynamo eHarare ngisuke lapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngimushezi bahle ngisabo sike sitshele umabu kahle kahle sesitshele umabu uEfrem Mazaro ngokwamba mase sibuye lapha nasesiyatshintsha wafo wathi sesidla ya yazi wathi esithi ngosudlala engakatshele coach ngaqhuba wanje dawungabile ibhola nje lidlala nje ngani same yale naleli ozodlala lapha ukufuna le endlela kanye sathi ibhola lisala bese baqalisa wathi akuyazi ukuthi angise la Washington wathi ukho wathi cha lo Washington shoot 1 2 bomba 1 1 2 1 ngathi ngale fans 1 2 3 1 2
uDube uthe ukunye okwancedayo ukudlala labadlali abalesipiliyoni yokuyiba bamncedayo lasemdlalweni lapho kwakungani isekhona njengomdlalo abawudlala leze PC Caribe
umuntu wachaya ibhora mina ngangitshela iphansi ngathi ngitshela ngangitshela ibhora kubo football ngalithola linjani isenethi lathi ngangidlala la masenior amasizi players webdk dibet banda mina jimpea wabona nje ukuthi idobho esijikele sento sayishoshi yikho kukhona kusatshintshi ungakhangela iphansi and the late game I think siwayiwina 3-1
uDube uthi onozinti kumele baphiwe isikhathi lesineke ukwenzela ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lenelise ukubavuna sebekuzinga eliphezulu uthi njengesiphuzo sewayini onozinti bavuthwa ngokukhula besemtubeni beze bebe ngocwebesha okwamanje uDube uqeqesha onozinti beqembu leZimbabwe Saints elidlala kuzifa Southern Region Division 1 Soccer League uzihlalela lomdeni wakhe elokishini lemganwini kobulawayo njalo labantwana ababili imele Studio 7 kobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela iningi emhlabeni jikelele okugoqela abeZimbabwe lilokhe licubungula ukuthi kambe umbuso kamnumzana Donald Trump uza kuba lomthelela bani. Sizwe ezigoqela ezokholo ezabatsha lezamasiko kuwona lo umsakazo. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Abangenelisanga ukulalela uhlelo lwethu lilakho kuya ebulenjini kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Olivalelisayo yini usithandekile Mhlanga ngisithi asidibane njalo kusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakare.